The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, Friday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Do not dare to walk alone. There's many ways you can find my next guest. If you're a podcast aficionado like some of us are, you may listen to his podcast, which is an ensemble cast and does an outstanding job every week. You may read him at the very understated ClashDaily.com with with his buddy Doug Giles there. You may catch him at Ammoland, or you may just catch him at slowfacts.wordpress.blog. Is that right?
No, slowfacts.wordpress.com.
But it's a blog when you get there. Anyway,
it's a blog when you get there.
That's right. Joining me again is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good morning, Bill. And, you know, to call Doug Giles understated is a little bit like calling Donald Trump shy and retiring.
Listen, this is now he's an ordained minister that wears reflective aviator sunglasses while chomping on a cigar, and he points his publicity picture is him pointing a .44 Magnum with, what, a 22-inch barrel or something. It looks, from that angle, that's what it looks like. That's, so, yes, he's very understated, Doug is. I like him.
Well, if anybody wants to do battle with the devil, Doug wants to be at the head of the line.
Yeah. How old is he, just out of curiosity?
Now, that's a great question. I'm not sure.
We'll have to pin him down and ask him one day. I need to get him on. I'm not sure how he feels about Donald Trump. I'm not a big Trump fan, okay?
Right.
But if he is the nominee, I'll vote for him.
Yep.
And these people that are in these conniption fits or anything, it is inevitable that we will have a nominee.
Right.
And pulling and tearing... tearing things out of my chest and everything's not going to make that go away.
Well, and I understand people who are reticent about Donald Trump because people go, show me his voting record. He doesn't have one. And he's got a long list of contradictory statements over many years. So,
of other people, though.
I understand his attraction. I understand people who are frustrated by him.
Let me give my board out. Let me give you 10-9-8-7-6-5 is the... Did that take the echo out of there?
I think so.
Okay. I just had to turn myself down a little bit. Technical stuff there, Rob. Don't switch details.
It takes a real man to go on the radio and say he had to turn himself down.
Yeah, well, I got to communicate it somewhere or another. I could try to articulate Morse code, but that would just sound stupid.
That would, no, don't.
Anyway, we were going to talk some defensive gun uses. You have started doing a thing about defensive gun uses because they don't get a lot of press. There's websites to devote that to it, but we know how many. There's about 6,000 of those things happening a day, and I'll see a website that says, we documented 1,112 defensive gun uses. That means they've missed about I don't know how many.
And what scares you and I is there are people in the mainstream press who would tell you it never happens.
I know.
And, okay, you and I can find it, so it's clearly covered. In some cases, the effects of a good guy with a gun are earth-changing for right. those involved, life-changing. But unless you're willing to dig, there are people willing to spread the big lie. I wanted to put the little truth in people's ear every week.
So how's that going?
On that? I'm struggling with iTunes right now. I've got the first month's podcasts all recorded, edited. They're up on a server, and now I have to get them syndicated. That comes next.
And what will this podcast be called when it's out there so people know where what to go looking for?
Oh, thank you so much. It will be called SelfDefenseGunStories.com.
Narrated by Rob Morse.
And a guest instructor each week. I have about 8 instructors, trainers, educators. And we take the real news and we look at it through the eyes of their new students. Because, what, we have a million new gun owners? No. Yeah, about 800,000 to a million a month. Gun sales are not even throughout the year. Christmas, as you can imagine, makes for a very big December. Hunting season, another bulge. But a million new gun owners a month. Let's educate them and invite them into our community.
The last month, I think we had 2.6 million.
Yeah.
2.6 million NICS checks. So.
Another record. Well, each month we set a record. That was the biggest February on record. And we've done that for the last 14 months. It's amazing.
That was the third biggest month of all time since they've been keeping
really?
Up
with it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. December of 2015 was the biggest month, 3.3 million. December of 2012, the second biggest month, 2.8.
Yeah, and it's surprising. That's the Christmas bulge on top of the unfortunate terrorist incidents in the United States.
Yeah, that, and then the one in December of 2013, or December of 2012, of course, was right. off of Obama. Or not Obama. Obama never said anything. Joe Biden did. That was a dark day. That was a dark day, gosh.
That was. Do you have enough time for us to jump into a DGU? Defensive gun use?
Can he do it in 2 minutes? Go.
Well, I tell you what, let's get started. And not only can a good guy with a gun, an average civilian, your neighbor, really, defend people. These aren't ninjas. These are your neighbors.
Yep.
And what they do is profound. The next three examples are literally when our neighbors stopped mass murder. A mass murder is 4 or more victims potentially at risk. If they were shot, they make the FBI statistics as a mass shooting event. And one of the most recent ones happened in an Alaska shopping mall. Yes, they have shopping malls in Alaska. This 22-year-old kid carries a firearm every day. That's what he does. He's shopping with his girlfriend. It's concealed during the mall. Ordinary. She's buying some shirts. They come out of a store, and this 22-year-old hears the mall security guard yell, "Gun, gun, gun," and he sees two guys struggling, one of them in a uniform. The security guard was trying to arrest a shoplifter. The shoplifter wasn't going to have it. And he turns shoplifting into assault, takes a gun out, points it at the security guard. At this point, the guard's within arm's reach, pushes the gun away. Now you have a loaded gun being waved around a shopping mall. How many people are at risk? Hundreds? Thousands?
Who knows? A lot.
We're coming up on... Okay, go ahead.
We're gonna hold it right there at this.
We'll be back.
We got guns being waved at helpless people. We're gonna rejoin this when we get back. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast and the new podcast that we're talking about tonight. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
When we last left you, there were guns being waved around at helpless people. We're going to get to that conclusion right now. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense.
Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. My guest partner should have been a member.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we last left off, my guest, Rob Morris, was telling us about an incident whereby a young, we're going to get to that part, but a bad guy, very bad boy, was waving a gun at helpless shoppers. Please continue.
Well, this concealed carrier, 22-year-old, hears the guard yell, and rather than stand back, take out his cell phone, take some pictures, post them to Facebook, be a good witness, he steps in. He presents his own firearm, yells, "Stop, I have a gun, drop it." He maneuvers himself. This is a 22-year-old. He goes, "I had to find an angle where there was no one behind the shoplifter, where I wasn't also muzzling the security guard." The thief sees it, opens his hands, the security guard takes the gun, hands it to this concealed carrier. He just drops it. He didn't need it. Pushes it out of the way. The security guard puts cuffs on this guy. He holsters his gun. All over. All done. No one shot. Thousands were at risk. And he stops it. Could have gone very badly the other way. Now, here's, Bill, this is what's critical about your program. Because he didn't pull the trigger, there are some people would say that this wasn't even self-defense.
Yeah. I believe that. I believe that. I believe most of these people. See, the thing about most of these defensive gun uses that I think is the common thread is where somebody gets out there and saves a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
They just felt morally responsible to do that. Because carrying a gun does not mean that you're Superman. It means your first responsibility is to yourself. You're not obligated to protect anybody but you and yours. So.
Right. But this guy, in this place, he was literally in exactly the right space, right place at the right time. And he goes, "Oh, no, this could get really, really bad." And he steps in. Good for him. And then he had notice the presence of mind. Doesn't have to shoot. Absolutely minimizes the number of other people that are at risk. Did everything right. Now, sometimes you don't have those options. Look, do we have time? Can I tell you the next story?
Absolutely. We got, right now we got 4.5 minutes. Go!
Let's go! I think we're in Florida. Yeah, Deerfield, Florida. Many time loser. The guy's on probation, drug criminal. Walks in late at night to a convenience store with a mask. Look, it's you and I know it's not that cold in Florida. Pushes people around, comes right to the head of the line, and starts shooting. No, give me the money. No, you know, everybody down the line just starts unloading. There are three employees in the store, including one of the store owners. Those guys, just their knees drop. They're behind the counter. And none of that will stop a bullet. I'm sorry. A counter full of chips or cigarettes or candy bars is not stopping copper and lead. They come up. Two of the three store employees come up with guns that they've had hidden behind the counter. And essentially, they take turns. They shoot. They duck. The other guy fires back and forth. The store owner's gun jams. He's got another gun hidden. He goes and retreats that on hands and knees. By the time he comes up, the thief is down.
Yep.
Surveillance video. The police, of course, have to look at this. They did it right. No one else was shot. No one else was shot. We assume this guy basically wanted everybody hugging the floor so he could raid the cash drawer with no one bothering him from behind.
Right.
This is the strange part. This is the third time that this particular store owner faced an armed robbery. This was the third time he fought back.
You know, I've read a story about a guy that's a jeweler that's been involved in 5 gunfights.
The guy out in the watchmaker in California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
These guys, there must just be something about them that attracts people to their business. Although you would think the first time that he, you know, he's been a fairly successful gunfighter. He's getting up there in Jim Cirillo territory now. He's been wounded a few times, but you would think that the word would get out and... Don't go rob that guy. Don't take his Rolexes. He'll kill you. I'm not going.
Well, it's so sad that they are the exception. Guys that have unfortunately been robbed many times, but just your average store owner hears it in the community that I just left. One of our local restaurants was robbed. It's not that unusual. Store owners talk to each other. Who are they going to call? What's going to happen? Let's face it, they're dealing with the public. In many cases, more so, obviously, more restaurants than barbershops, obviously. Right. Alcohol's involved. They'll get people who are intoxicated. Do they need a ride home? Do we need somebody to actually restrain them and keep them out because they're a danger to others? All kinds of... They have to manage the full range of human behavior. They talk to each other. Unfortunately, sometimes that includes armed criminals. They come up with their own solution to be armed themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's just the American way, though, isn't it, to fight back and push back and everything else?
Well, no, the American way is to solve the problem and not say, well, the police should have gotten here sooner and solved it for me. They can't. They'd love to. But realistically, the police in their entire career may see one crime in progress.
Oh, they're definitely not in crime prevention. But, I mean, that's why they carry chalk, so they can draw the outlines. Real quick, in the time we got left, one more time, talk. What's the name of this new podcast that's coming out?
The new podcast is Self-Defense Gun Stories. It'll be available on iTunes and Stitcher, available for your iPod or your Android device. In your pocket anytime you subscribe. For free, I'll mention.
Yes. Yes, for free. Mine too, but it's been for free for a while. We'll be right back. More defensive gun use stories when we get back with my guest, Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Defensive gun uses, they happen every day, but they don't get any press because that always goes against the narrative. What would happen if you had a collection of these? Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from many things. Ammo Land, Apply Society Podcast, Slow Facts Blog, Clash Daily, and now the Defensive Gun Use Stories Podcast as well. Just out of curiosity, who have you gotten as instructors so far?
Instructors are commenters Jenna Meek. She has a new book out called Calling the Shots. Ben Branham, you may know him from his podcast, Modern Self-Protection.
Right.
Dave Cole, he's a former military firearms instructor. He also helps Ken Blanchard out at Black Man with a Gun.
There you go.
Interestingly, he teaches Aikido, writes about self-defense, and is back shooting single stack in handgun competition. So, a man with a love for the 1911. Someone I know you're familiar with, Tatiana Whitlock.
Okay.
Very active with the NRA and their women's programs. She's recently teaching in Ann Arbor, Michigan, one of the chief instructors at a firearms school out there.
a lot of times teaching alongside Steve Fisher, which is hilarious just to look at it.
Abbott and Costello there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just the height difference. I mean,
right.
Tatiana is a very little lady, and Steve is his nickname is Yeti. So
right. Yep. The Streets from Florida, Jeff and Robin Street, they're down in Naples. They do an awful lot, and they have a little bit different, you know, each one of these instructors has a different perspective. Well, now here's, we're talking about instructors. How many of your listeners do you think have actually taken instruction?
You know, that number has got to be awfully small.
Yeah. Doesn't that, well, I want to do one more DGU with you if we have defensive gun use example. Do we have time?
We got 6 minutes. Go.
Let's do it. How many times have you heard, I'm sure, just your neighbors, as you mentioned it, they go, well, yeah, I'd like to have a gun. Well, are you going to carry it, you ask? And they say, yeah, if I know I'm going someplace dangerous. But wait a minute. Well, that makes perfect sense if you've never thought it through. As soon as you think about it for a minute, everybody else with a gun goes, if you know it's dangerous, don't go. And by the time you know it's dangerous, it's way too late. Classic example happened in Columbia, South Carolina. Not too far from you. You talk about it frequently on your show.
Yes.
The attack that happened in a barbershop there. Two guys burst in. They're very aggressive. One's carrying a long gun, the other a handgun. They present the firearms immediately. Everybody in the store is told to drop, get back up. They're going to die unless they do exactly what the robbers tell them. As you can imagine, men, women, children, it's a combined barbershop salon. A lot of crying and screaming. They get the customers up against one wall, and they're going through their pockets one at a time. Two of the victims, the store owner and one of the customers, are armed.
They were very patient.
Patient. And they've never been trained. But remember, these are their customers. These are their friends who are standing downrange. They wait until they have an opportunity. One of the robbers goes to rob the store owner. And the guy goes, I don't keep the store's money in my pockets. It's there in a box behind the chair. The guy, the robber turns, starts to walk behind the barber chair. And that's the opportunity for the two armed men to defend themselves. The two thieves flee. They're shot. No one else is injured. What? A dozen people at risk.
Yeah, it was a very crowded barbershop.
And, wow. I mean, they saw these guys. This was, yeah. If the criminals had started firing, it could have been horrific. But think of it. Think again and again and again. Who would say, oh, I better carry today because I'm going to a barbershop?
That might be dangerous.
Every place might be dangerous, but a barbershop, customers, friends, people with whom you're familiar, I would never think of it. Come on, it's not a strip bar at 3 in the morning. It's the neighborhood barbershop, for heaven's sakes. It's not a convenience store after dark. But it was dangerous, and these people saved lives.
Right.
What really bothers me, and I'm so glad you talk about it. I love listening to it when you do. Politicians would say, this never happens. We should wait for the police. You're just putting yourself at risk. And what bothers me about that more than anything else, that's not what the guy on the street says. That's not what the patrolman says. He wants you to be armed because he goes, I'm doing my best. Probably. The business next door heard the robbery, called for the police, but they're 10 minutes away. The cops will tell you being armed is the equivalent of first aid. You have to keep yourself alive, defend yourself and those you care about from criminals for those important 5 minutes until help arrives.
Well, the thing about, you know, they did something called the Police One survey back in 2013. And yep. It's a very high percentage of cops that don't, they actually like us being armed, because I think they sort of look at us as an augmentation, because cops don't want, I mean, cops are not superhumans. They're not going to roll up, say, in that barbershop. They don't want to roll up in that barbershop and see a bunch of elderly people that were there to get their hair cut, or some young kids that were there to get their lines up or whatever, shot and killed. They don't want to see that if they don't have to. And if they can come in there and a bunch of good guys beat a bunch of perpetrators that they probably know, it's a very high percentage of cops. Police One survey was 15,000 cops, all ranks, all positions, across the country, and the lowest percentage that they got out of that was in our favor was 84%. So
yes. Well, can you imagine a policeman, part of your job description is, I'm going to get a call about a violent encounter. I want desperately to protect the innocent, and I'm going to show up 6 minutes after the phone call is made. They're helpless.
Yeah.
They would love for you to defend yourselves because they're tired of seeing what happens when you can't. If you talk to your neighbors, if they've been robbed, you see how heartbroken they are, how really defeated and wounded they are. Imagine what had happened to this barber if one of his customers had been injured.
Sure. It would tear your heart out. We're gonna get back. We're gonna talk some more defensive gun use when we get back. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. My guest this hour from a lot of things, the Polite Society podcast, now the Defensive Gun Use Stories podcast, Ammo Land, Slow Facts blog, ClashDaily.com. This is Rob Morse. I go through a lot of things during the breaks, Rob. It's horrible, really. I'm watching this. I'm watching this video on YouTube, and there's this thing they call a witch chasing a car in the dark, and I was just thinking, I would never. This guy backs up for like 100, 200 yards trying to get away from this. That would not be me. I would have been already out of there popping it. I'd have bust a cap in it. Then, of course, if it didn't work, then I guess, you know, then I'd be setting a land speed record sans car, but, you know.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, okay, I would be of a notion to set a land speed record. I probably would be overtaken by the witch and then consumed or whatever they do to you. I don't know. You know, anyway. Defensive gun use stories. This is coming out.
It's self-defense gun stories.
Self-defense gun stories, which is better than defensive gun use. And self-defense gun stories, this is coming out. Is it out there available now for people to go find? Or
It's out now. Our first, one and change episodes are out. We have to get some out before we can be syndicated. We should have that by mid-next week.
One of these days we're going to have a little shop talk just because I try to get it out there as many ways as I can. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Stitcher. And I don't know right. If you've been having trouble with Stitcher. I'm having trouble with Stitcher.
Right.
I don't know how they count the podcast when they don't show any downloads. How do they rank me?
I give up. We'll talk shop.
Just not on the air.
Before we do, I want to talk about this because you and I are headed to Louisville in a few months.
Yes.
So a gal's out of work, car's in the parking lot right in front of work, 6 o'clock. This was last month. so it's dim but not dark. Gets in her car. A guy comes up with a knife. Opens the door, gets in behind her, says, "Give me your purse. Give me your wallet." She reaches into the purse, and that's where she keeps her firearm.
Mm.
So he's, what, inches away? It's certainly not feet. There's steel pointed at this woman, and she fires. He runs, gets a block away, falls down, asks bystanders to call EMTs. She calls police. Fortunately, she was unhurt. Now, we say she was unhurt. I'm sure if a policeman asked her to write her name down, I bet she couldn't. She is so panicked at having her life threatened. A huge adrenaline dump. This is where the policeman probably has to read her name. And he's actually going to wait for her to calm down because he can't tell if she is intoxicated because she can't put two and two together right then.
Right.
No one can. Now, if you're trained, you expect yourself to break down after that sort of stress.
Right.
If you're not, you don't know what's happening to you. Interesting. A lot of instructors tell women, you want to carry on your body because the first thing a thief will do is grab your purse.
Right.
Also, that's a strap around you. You're handing a thief a handle. He can drag you around. In this case, it works even better than having perhaps a firearm behind your hip where you're almost sitting on it in your car. Different situations are different. She improvised, let's say.
Yeah, very good job.
I'm
having to do that right now. I mean, I've been dealing with this low back thing called piriformis, which means no matter how I wear the gun, it hurts. So on my hip, right? So the thing I like about wearing a gun on a hip is I have a variety of holsters that work on a hip. So I can wear the Glock 21, the Glock 17, the Glock 19. I can wear the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. I don't have a bunch of handguns, but it takes a different holster, right?
Right.
Okay. I had to go to a Galco Miami Classic. I'm Sonny Crockett now.
Oh.
And I am wearing that, and it is helping out my back. And since I started the diet exercise regimen, I'm also wearing a lot of gym clothes, which means that I wouldn't be able to normally put something on that elastic waistband of the shorts and or gym pants, and the shoulder holster works out beautifully. So I'm able to carry my Glock 19, which has been marvelously reworked. It's so beautiful. made by Agency Arms. I saw a story, and I want to ask you this, okay? When I was in the military, okay, our weapons, without a doubt, would fall and hit the ground. They would fall from height. They would fall off the vehicles. They would do all of this other stuff, but we never did it on purpose. And right. Every day when we would be in the field, every day at the end of the day, we'd break things open and take it, eyeball it, maybe lube something up, wipe a few things down. We were always constantly aware that the weapon had to operate, okay? Now we have this bunch of instructors out there that want. I read a story today about an instructor that took his class and had them throw down their pistol on the ground and stomp on it because they're tools and you have to treat them as tools, right? Well, it's my tool. A gun like the Agency Arms pistol, which is a beautiful gun at its outset. I don't care if it gets marred up or something, but I'm not going to do it on purpose.
Right.
What is the training value of doing something like that?
I wouldn't have done it that way. But you've seen people who think that the tool is a magic charm. I'll be safe because I have a gun.
Yeah, and I think I do think there's people like that, but at the same time, for somebody like you're getting into taking something that's a philosophical difference, and you're trying to teach an intangible to somebody that you have to regard this for what it is. It's really not up to the instructor to tell me how to regard my gun.
That's That's right. I understand. But let's face it. One of the things we want students to learn is that training, preparation, awareness, that's what keeps you safe.
Right.
If it were a Glock 19, if it were an M&P shield, whatever you're carrying, the differences between those small self-defense weapons are small. The large differences are in how prepared you are.
Right.
So spend it where it pays it off. And to be honest, this is the golden age of self-defense. What, 10 years ago, we had a 4-inch 1911 and some revolvers.
Yeah.
Look at us now. Oh my gosh. It's wonderful.
I agree with that. But at the same time, I look at when we're talking about value for training, I think the people that you're talking about, the new gun people coming in.
Yes.
I hope they're not going to an instructor that puts them. I've seen students put into a chokehold.
Oh, well.
And told to shoot while they're in a chokehold. Now, I can see being put in a chokehold and drawing your weapon for self-defense. But the way that would work out is I'm sticking that under my arm, aimed straight back, and I'm pulling the trigger at the guy that's got the bare naked choke on me. I'm not shooting ahead of me.
Bill, unfortunately, and wait a minute, every occupation has its oddballs, and they make their way into the news.
Yeah, they do.
Your experience and mine, how many crazy people have you trained with? I haven't had one. They don't.
I have run out of time. We'll do this again next week, though. How about that?
I'd like that.
All right. Thank you, sir. This is it for the week. Everybody, thank you for joining me this week. We'll do it again on Monday. This has been Lock and Load. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.